very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is the Diaspora Forum.
And I'm Marvelous Mfana Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Wednesday, September the 15th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the diaspora vote, and other issues.
Yes, and according to the Ministry of Health, as of yesterday, September the 14th, Zimbabwe had 126,817 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since March last year, including 119,216 recoveries and 4,550 deaths. And to date, Zimbabwe has a total of over 2.8 million people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And according to the Ministry of Health, there are roughly about 2,873,893 people who have received their first dose of the COVID vaccine, and 1,926,247 who have received their second dose. And according to the same ministry, there are 3,051 active COVID cases in Zimbabwe. So, kuna manje zvirikandaba siyabona kuti COVID-19 ungazani lokho isidla upetu kule Zimbabwe. Noma nje inani labantu abaphupha selingani liyehlile, kodwa ke kana nomkhuhlane lowo uyamemetheka sibili okumangalisayo. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lethule ukuthi iCOVID-19 ibulele abantu abayisikhombisa izolo, kodwa abantu abayi 418 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela njalo okwenzakala eZimbabwe, siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abayi 126,817 asebehlolwe susela nyakenye batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abayi 119,216 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu bonke asebebanjwe bele COVID-19 sokubhubhe abayi 4,550. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 2,873,893 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuthi bazivikele kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Futhi-ke abayi 1,926,247 asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Xa sikhangela njalo-ke nge-COVID-19, siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu 3,051 okuthiwa ngama-active cases ye-COVID-19. So kunjalo-ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokushingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Forum chinotarisa zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Nemusi wechitatu kudai September 15, tambotanga tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro uyezve kubva muna March gore rapfuura, Zimbabwe pari zvino ine vanhu vasvika ivo 126,817 vabatwa neCOVID-19. Pachitiwo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vasvika pa 119,216. Kwozouyawo vamwe vakatisiya mushure mekurwara nedenda reCOVID-19 vasvika pa 4,550. Totarisa isu vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino vari kudaudzira 2.8 million. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti rinoda kuti ribaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti nyika iwane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Saka pari zvino tinoona kuti hurumende iri kuunza mimwe mishonga yekuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibayiwa neuwandu nhomba iyoyi yeCOVID-19. Tichange tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvavari kusangana nazvo panguva ino yeCOVID-19, uyezve zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, apo vari kunze kwenyika vari kuchemera kuti vari kuda kuti vawane mukana wekuti vakwanise kunge vachivhota musarudzo dza2023. Saka tinoona kuti mamwe masangano anopikisa akadai seNBC Alliance vachange vari kuNew York kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly nemusi wemugovera vachiratidzira vachiti ivo vanoda kuti vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Tozoonawo Ghana PF iri kuti zvakare inenge iriko ichiwanikwa iyo ichiti iri kufara nemabasa ari kubatwa navaEmerson Mnangagwa. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana vachitaura ivo kuti panyaya iyi yenyaya yediaspora vote vakamira papi tichanzwa zvakare kubva kune gurukota emutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekuburiswa kwemashoko vakaine faradza vachange vachitaurawo pakamira hurumende panyaya yekuvhota kwevavo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvinogara kunze inonzi iyo diaspora vote.
And today, marvelous representatives of the Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party, PZP, met with members of the Parliamentary Legal Committee following a petition that was submitted to Parliament recently by the PZP, which is pressing the government to allow millions of citizens living outside the country to vote in all national elections. PZP Youth Chairperson Mpilo Matutu, who actually attended the parliamentary session, said, "The Parliamentary Legal Committee asked the party to come up with tangible methods of conducting elections outside the country, since the government has indicated that it can't conduct polls in different countries, so due to logistical problems. The Zimbabwean government indicated in the past that there is also a need to amend the nation's electoral laws in order to allow Zimbabweans living in the diaspora to vote." So, kunjalo ke bavela sokuthi ibandla leli libizwa nje kuthiwa i-Patriotic Zimbabweans Party elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Charles Mutama eselibhotabhote lapha lathi lokhu ukuthi abantu bengavoti kuyahlupha. So namhlanje ke i-Parliamentary Legal Committee ike yahlala labo phansi babuza ukuthi pho elifuna kwenziwe kuyini. So ke kukhulunywe nelapho ukuthi hayi kungangcono ukuthi okungalungiswa kube yikhona kokuthi kumele kubekwe imithetho emitsha eZimbabwe. Njalo lokuthi bona i-Patriotic Zimbabweans Party ekaMutama ibuye la macebo ukuthi kukenziwani. So sike saxoxa ke lo Mpilo Matutu, chairperson wabasakhulayo, othe kukhanyazane kuvunyelweni ukuthi kumele abantu bangani bayaphitheka ngodaba lolu. So sizezwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Aiwa, tikunzwapo kipsa kuti pane rimwe bato zvakare rawanikwa nhasi richikwidza nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvikwanise kunge zvichivhota, vakwanisa kunge ivo vachienda vachinosangana nevamwe vadare muparamende vachiwanikwa ivo vachinyatsodonongodza kuti sei vari kuda kuti ivo pawanikwe paine diaspora vote.
Yes, we also have Mr. Innocent Ndivali, who belongs to a political party known as the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. So he actually sent us a video talking about this issue, because this is one of the most critical issues when it comes to democracy, elections, and so forth. So let's hear what he's saying about the diaspora vote.
EFF, we are encouraging the government to facilitate or to create environment that will enable Zimbabweans who are dotted across the world to vote, because the constitution, which is the foundational document, guarantees that every Zimbabwean shall be allowed to vote. It is the very reason that the liberation struggle was fought. It was fought for one man, one vote. So it is incumbent upon the government to create an environment, to create a conditions, or to put an infrastructure together to enable the Zimbabweans who are over 5 million across the world to vote. Zimbabweans, wherever they are determined, they are patriotic, they are committed to their country. We have seen the amount of money that Zimbabweans are sending from.
So he says the Zimbabweans are sending a lot of money from the diaspora, marvelous. And according to him, that's why they need to vote, because they're helping the country. Billions of dollars are trickling into the country, you know, every year. So let's hear from some of our guests what they are saying about all this. Go ahead, marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tirikunzwa vebato reEFF Zimbabwe vachitaurawo kuti shuviro yavo ndeyekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvikwanise kuvhota. Asi regai tione kuti tine vanyarikani vapi, tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo panyaya iyoyi.
Our first guest is Mr. Charles Mutama. He belongs to this new party. It's called the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. So he will say a lot about it Mr. Mutama, welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thank you, Gibbs, and thank you, Marvelous, for inviting me to this very important platform where we are discussing issues that are related to the diaspora.
Yes, so looking at what you guys did today, give us a breakdown of what your party did, because we are told you had some kind of sessions with the Parliamentary Legal Committee concerning the diaspora vote. So tell us a bit about it.
Oh, thank you very much. What happened today in Harare at the Parliament of Zimbabwe is part of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party's quest to ensure that the millions of Zimbabweans who are all over the world begin to access their voting right in future elections in Zimbabwe. Having said that, our representatives, who included our lawyer, Mr. Mahanda, our Secretary for International Relations, Honorable Pishaya Mchauraya, our National Chair Lady, Ms. Monica Borerwe, and our Youth Chairperson, Ms. Mpilo Matutu, attended a committee meeting, which was a follow-up to a petition we submitted in May this year, requesting that the legislative arm of the government allow us the opportunity to submit our petition or our submissions around the availability of the diaspora vote or the enfranchisement of the diaspora in future elections. So they deliberated this morning, where our lawyer and our Secretary for International Relations made a general and legal argument around the diaspora vote. And from the reports that we received from our representatives, the Parliamentary Committee, which is led by ZANU-PF, which has a majority in Parliament, was forthcoming and excited to work with Zimbabweans, and particularly ourselves, to ensure that we provide models in other countries where the diaspora vote is in existence. So our representatives were asked or tasked to provide to Parliament in a written form the models that exist somewhere else in Africa or even outside Africa, to see how this process can move forward, probably next to the amendment of the Constitution, so that it can be aligned with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which clearly allows all Zimbabweans to vote according to Section 67, subsection 3 of the Constitution.
But at the moment, it's difficult for you to cast your vote if you are in Washington, if you are in UK, if you are in Australia, because according to the laws of the country, this is a constituency-based voting system. So is that the reason why diasporans cannot vote?
You are correct. The current laws that relate to elections are constituent-specific and even ward-specific. So we want to make sure that they extend to those who are living abroad so that they can be able to vote for a presidential candidate, for parliamentary candidate, and even a councillor. So what it means is the current constitution or the electoral act has to be amended so that it can be in line with the constitution. The constitution of Zimbabwe gives, but the electoral act takes. So we want to make sure that both of them are in agreement or are aligned, so that the diaspora, who are included in subsection 3 of our political rights in section 67, can also be given that opportunity to cast their vote from wherever they are.
Marvelous.
Vamutama mungati tana nguroi re shaitika nasi. panyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviwane mukana wekuti vavote vari kunze kwenyika.
Zvawanikwa zvichiitika nhasi muHarare ndezvekuti makurukota ePatriotic Zimbabweans Party anosanganisira gweta redu vaTrust Mahanda anoona nezvekunze kwenyika munyori wedu vaHonorable Pisha Muchauraya na mukuru wemadzimai vamai Borerwe pamwe nemukuru wevechidiki vaMpilo Matutu vawanika vachienda kuParliament pazuva ranhasi pamwe chete nava Alex Marava National Coordinator of PZ ndanganda vakanganwa vawanika vachienda kuParliament kuti vanotaura nenhengo dzeParliament pamusoro pesarudzo dzezvematongerwo enyika dzatoda kuti dzowanikwa dzichipiwa kodzero idzodzo kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mhiri kwamakungwa. Saka naizvozvo pamusangano waitwa nhasi pakati pekomiti kana kuti dare reLegal and Parliamentary Affairs nemusangano wedu wePatriotic Zimbabweans tawanikwa tichiudzwa kuti isu nao chinangwa chedu chinotevera ndechekuti tiwanikwe tichienda kunzewo kuti tichiongorora kune dzimwe nyika kuti dziri kupa kodzero idzodzo kune vana vadzo vari mbiri kwemakungwa vanozvifambisa sei mukusarudza vatungamiri vavanoda. Saka nemusangano waitwa nhasi isu takwanisa kuvatsanangurira kuti kune nzira mbiri dzinogona kuitwa dziabsentee voting dzakafanana nevoting kana kuti postal voting. Vakati ivo vanoda zvekare zvakadzamisisa pamafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo idzodzo kune dzimwe nyika. Saka ndozvatichaita zvakaita kunyorwa pasi toendesa kudare reparamende kana vachinge vawanikwa vachiverenga magwaro evachavapa pamusoro pedzimwe nyika idzi dziri kuita sarudzo idzodzo vachatidedza zvekare toenderera mberi nekugadzirisa chishuo chedu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mhiri kwemakungwa kuti tiwanikwe tichisarudza vatungamiri vatinoda muZimbabwe.
Thank you very much and stay on the line there. We are coming back to you shortly, Mr. Mutama. So we had a discussion with Mr. Mpilo Matutu about what transpired in Parliament. Here he comes.
Salibonani Mashabezulu is the Mpilo Matutu, a national chairperson with Ibandla lePatriotic Zimbabwe, Ibandla elitsha elikhokhelwa nguCharles Muchinyiri Mutama. Ibandla leli lithe lenelisa ukuthi namuhla liyohlaliswa naphansi le-August House sihambisa isicelo sethu sokuthi abantu abaphila bephandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe kodwa beyinzalo leZimbabwe benelise ukuvota. Ngemva kokuthi ummeli webandla lePatriotic Zimbabwe sithe wachasisa echasisela i-portfolio committee yona le-Justice Legal Parliamentary Affairs echasisa ukuthi kungani sile sicelo leso njalo ukuthi isicelo leso sizasisiza ngani sizanceda ngani abantwana abaphandle kweZimbabwe kodwa bengabeZimbabwe. Ikomiti ithe ikuzwa lokhu yakuza eyayo imibuzo njalo yakhanyengani lokhu kuzwisisa lokhu kade kusuggestwa kumbe kuwubiswa kubekwa ummeli wethu. Kuthe ngemva kokubekwa kwammeli wethu basesithi kungenziwa kanjani ukuthi abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe bavote. Ngalokho wasokuvunyelwana ukuthi iPZ izasuka lapho iyophuma le ndlela ezijikelele ezizachasisa ukuthi kungenziwa kanjani ukuthi abantu bavote bephandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Ngakho njenge-PZ sikwenze kwacaca ukuthi thina abantu kumele bavotele phandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Mpilo Matutu who says, you know, after all the deliberations, it seems as if the Parliamentary Legal Affairs Committee actually understood what they were talking about. And it was agreed that they should conduct some more research, and that is Mr. Mutama's party to actually conduct a lot of research. So we're also joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Brother Gibbs.
Yeah, so this diaspora vote issue is something that is very critical, you know, in terms of democracy, in terms of giving Zimbabweans a right to, you know, decide their destiny. So now there are these moves by different organizations in trying to make sure that there is a diaspora vote in Zimbabwe. So tell us a bit about your opinion, plus how the party is thinking about some of these things.
Thank you very much. I want to thank the other party, political party that went to the parliament today to sit with the legal and parliament and legal affairs, comrade Paul Mangwana and the rest. I think they were given a good task, and I think that task will accomplish some of the problems we have as far as the diaspora vote is concerned. My own opinion is that the diaspora vote, I've been always standing for it. It is good. We as children of Zimbabwe, we need to come in as citizens of that very land. How to do that is always the issue, because when you are casting a vote and you are not in the country and you are casting a vote, you are not at a polling station, and that is being regulated by the Zimbabwean authorities, you know, the ZEC and all the electoral systems. It is very difficult for that vote to be legitimate. So now legitimacy is going to be a problem, because if we just jump to do it without looking at all these loopholes, we'll end up having problems where the election will be contested, will be the result of the vote will be contested again. So I would think that the task that the other political party there was given is a very wonderful task. I think the findings of that task will help us to look at things that we might have not seen. We know there are other countries who have done it, who are still doing it, but how did what we want to see? We need a master copy of those that have done it, because as far as I'm concerned, I think we might have issues in terms of who really has casted the vote. If this process is done quickly without a little bit more consideration into unforeseen issues. So, but I want to thank the government and the committee that met today at the parliament. Our government, or the party that is leading the government, does not shun people away. We give our citizens a chance to come in with their concerns, and I'm sure it was a fruitful conversation or meeting that they had. This is how the government that is led by Comrade Indi Mnangagwa is all about. I think he promised that I'm a listening president, and each and every sector that he is leading is also a listening sector. So people should go with their concerns. What we expect is that the diaspora vote will not come because of protest. It won't come because you demonstrate. It's not about demonstration that you get a diaspora vote. This is maturity that this new political party has shown. We were expecting all the political parties to behave this way. Because when you be like this, you become patriotic. You see that you are not having any hidden agendas in what you're trying to look for. And you definitely, when you do that, you will get a reception, a good reception. Your considerations will be actually looked at. So thank you for now.
Yes, thank you so much. Marvelous, you may chip in there.
Va Kusango, ini sebature zvanopiesa. Ndezvipiwo zvamuri kuona panyaya iyoyi yekuti zvisharwa zveZimbabwe zvikwanisa kunge zvichivhota zviri kunze kwenyika.
Right, ndotenda Sister Marvelous. Ini ndichitarisa nyaya yediaspora vote. Takaitaura pamanhano dzakawanda nyaya yediaspora vote. Iniwo ndakatomira ndiri pano ndiri kuno kuCanada kwandiri. Diaspora vote chinhu chechakanaka nokuti vamwe vedu havakwanisi kuti vaende kuZimbabwe kunovhota. Saka kana vakapuwa opportunity yekuti vacaste mavhotes avo vari ikoko, zvinobatsira because inenge iri kodzero yavo sevana veZimbabwe vanogara kunze kwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi nyaya yediaspora vote haisi nyaya iri easy maningi yokuti inda kumanyiswa as if pane imwe hidden agenda, pane chimwe chakavanziwa chainoda choda kuti chiitwe accomplished. Isi tiri kuti isu diaspora vote chinhu chakanaka, hapana munhu akaramba diaspora vote. ZANUPF irambe diaspora vote, even the president himself is not havasi kuramba diaspora vote. Asi diaspora vote inouya nezvibinga mupini zvakawanda. Zvibinga mupini zvokuti kana munhu achikasta vote yake asiri papolling station yakatariswa nezeki nokuti maresults aya anga kuti akuverengwa panongopera ma election panongopera casting ema votes maresults aya anofana kuverengwa now kana ari maresults achaitwa by mailing ballots takazviona kuti ndo contestation yakaitwa kuna na Trump right now kuti yanga nyaya kuti ma mailing ballots zvakakonzeresa a lot of political issues kuAmerica already pa election iyo iyi yapera kuAmerica hatisi kuramba ma mailing ballots but tiri kuti isu kana munhu akavhota asiri munyika tisina kunyanya kuzvitarisa kuti maloopholes aripo ndeapi ekuti vhoti iyoyo inogona kuzova contested vamwe vava kuti ano hatisii kuti pangaitwa zvinhu zvakanaka isu sezanupf isu segovernment yezimbabwe iri kurhanwa nezanupf indonaso kuti zvine zvakanaka kuti tinyatsokutarisa fanika komiti yaindapolitical party yaindaasangaaaaaa audza kuna kuti ndai motaza zvakati nezvakati kana maisa moisa mozvinyora pasi moyenazvo zvotiparliament handiia zvotarisiwa zvionekwa kuti chii chatingaita kuti are we ready senyika tasvika here papoint yokuti diaspora votes is good for the country we know kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika ndo vazhinji vari kuchemera diaspora votes but indoonaso kuti even mapolitical parties ari kuzimbabwe vanotodawo kuti mavotes edu still outside saka diaspora vote haina kushata ngaisamanyiswa nokuti pakuzomanya apakapa hatichazivi isusu kuti chiko chiri kuita kuti vamwe vanyanye kuita ine hari kuti toda diaspora vote but iprocess process ine malegal implications ayo achaitwa looked at kana zvaitwa zvese zvazvaverengedzewa zvochionekwa kuti diaspora vote kana ikaitwa izvi zviri kuleft ndozvingatikanganisa zviri kuright ndomaadvantages edu zvovherengedzewa zvochionekwa kuti kana tikati 1+1 inobuda 2 here kana kuti haibhalansi saka zvokuti let's not rush ngatimirirei kuti vapuwa basa sevava vapuwa basa rokunzi tinoida nesuwo vana vezimbabwe vari outside ngatisachemera kungotoda diaspora vote ngationei kuti chii chinogona kuitadzisa kuti ibude zvakanaka chii chinogona kuitadzisa kuti ibude zvakanaka so that kana diaspora vhedu yaita isaizoitwa reverse nokuti inogona kuitwa pa1 election ka yoonekwa kuti yakakonzeresa then yobva yatobhaniwa zvachose charuza tisu because vamwe vedu muri kuda kugara kuno kudiaspora for the rest of your life saka ndotengawo kuti ngatiregerei kumanyisa government ngatitei kuti government ngaipuwei time handitika yokuti inyatse kuongorora zvinhu zvese kuitira tipuwe diaspora vhedu yakanaka isingazoiti isingazokondestiwi pamaelection kana maelection awinwa datedu
thank you so much Mr. Vusango let's bring in Mr. Denmoyo before we take care Mr. Tawanda Sokola. So, Mr. Denmoyo, welcome to this program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now, the diaspora vote, you know, there are so many initiatives. We saw today the Patriotic Zimbabwe's party actually taking the matter to parliament. So, give us your take on what is going on right now.
Yeah, the diaspora vote is imperative for all Zimbabweans. I'm sure there is no Zimbabwean who's outside, who's living in the diaspora, who would not want to vote and select and choose a leader of their choice and their liking. We need to understand that our constitution, the 2013 constitution, which came into effect in 2013, allows for a diaspora vote. So my colleague there, Regis Busango, I'm surprised that he is saying that some people are rushing it. I mean, it's already been, 8 years now since that constitution came into being, and we are still denied our right to vote. Secondly, this is nothing new. It's not like we're inventing a new wheel here. We have several African countries that allow for a diaspora vote. We have our own neighbors, South Africa, Botswana, Mozambique, whose citizens are allowed to vote anywhere where they are in the world. So this is not something peculiar or something new that requires new ideas, new technology, or anything like that. It's just copy and paste. We just have to go to the South African embassy or the Mozambican embassy and say, okay, tell us, how do you conduct your diaspora vote? And we take that blueprint and we apply it to the Zimbabwean community. Our people by now should start being registered. This is something that's allowed in the constitution. All that was left was for the Electoral Act to be aligned with the new constitution. We've raised these issues for a very long time, demanding this diaspora vote. We've had cases being heard in the Supreme Court in Zimbabwe. We had one as recent as 2018, which was filed by, I believe it was Gabriel Shumba from South Africa. That was denied on reasons that were frivolous, really, from the government. So we have seen this tendency of the government not allowing, denying us our right to vote, and at the same time accepting our remittances, which I believe this year could be as high as $5 billion. So you can see, I mean, even the Minister of Finance, Ntulinqube, has confirmed that the diaspora has been sustaining Zimbabwe over a long period of time, because we are the ones that pretty much provide the foreign currency into Zimbabwe, because there are no exports going out of Zimbabwe that are feeding into the fiscus. Mm-hmm. So why is it that such an important constituency is denied the right to exercise their right to vote, denied the opportunity to elect leaders that are going to that of their choice? We, at the same time, we're talking about bringing investments into Zimbabwe. There's a lot of capital that is held by Zimbabweans in the diaspora, which they are willing to repatriate back home and start investing. But because of the political situation and leaders that they have no say in electing, they are reluctant and hesitant to see if their assets will be protected.
Thank you so much. Just briefly, then Marvelous will go for Mr. Tondo Sokor.
Yeah, even Gusho, Mr. Gibbs, Utaba let us for a vote, Utaba, Kagatelega, cool, Evantini, Bagiti, Zimbabwe, Essinga Pandi, Willis. See, contributor, cool. Government, who fiscals in Zimbabwe to keep the country running. Kulonyaka nje kuphela si expect about $5 billion ezothunyezwa ngabantu beZimbabwe abangaphandle isiya eZimbabwe. Imali eningi kakhulu engena ku GDP encedisa ukubana iZimbabwe ibe le foreign currency. So iconstituency yabantu laba abaku diaspora, iconstituency ebalulekileyo kakhulu ekuthini kumele abantu babe lelungelo, bavunyelwe ilungelo labo lokuvota. Sile constitution eyangena emthethweni ngo-2013. I-constitution le ithi wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo lokuvota. So thina sithi-ke isikhathi sesifikile lapho okufanele ukuthi umthetho i-electoral act i-align le-constitution yeZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zivunyelwe ukuvota. Into esikhuluma ngayo akusinto enzima kakhulu, ngoba yinto evele iyenziwa ngamazwe amaningi ase-Afrika. Omakhelwana bethu i-South Africa, iBotswana, iMozambique iyavumela izizalwane zayo ukubana zivote zingaphandle. So thina sibona kuyinto engasiyinto enzima ukuthi iZimbabwe mayizimisele ukuthi sebenzisane lathi, ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sikwazi ukuthi umnotho esilawo ngaphandle ngapha siwulethe eZimbabwe, sithuthukise ilizwe lethu, kumele sinikeze ilungelo lethu lokuthi sivote.
Yes, aba kakhulu-ke sitolibambe khonapho-ke. Now we're joined by Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the MTC Alliance, and my co-host, I think she had a slight challenge with a network. So welcome to the program, Mr. Sokora.
Thank you very much, and Magadi Muria Zimbabwe.
We are really fine, and you?
Yes, I'm doing okay. My apologies, I was just getting into New York.
Yes, so what are you doing there? And there's a light in front of you. I don't know what's going on. Maybe. Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now you're okay. Yeah, quiet. So why are you in New York? What are you doing there?
Yes, we are in New York to express our voices on the ongoing issue that my colleagues were talking about, the contentious issue of the diaspora vote. For three decades, we have been demanding the diaspora vote from the ZANU-PF government. And for three decades, the ZANU-PF government have remained adamant to give us our constitutional and our democratic right to express ourselves in the ongoing votes in Zimbabwe. The liberation struggle was fought on the basis to accord each man his vote, each woman his vote. But that has not been realized. I think all the liberation heroes are turning in their graves right now because what they died for has not been realized. Not every Zimbabwean is being accorded their democratic right to vote. And it's surprising that we are where we are today, because here we have three fundamentals that I'm going to talk about that are there, that are proven, that are indisputable. We all know that when Emmerson Mnangagwa, after the coup in 2017, he came to the United States of America. He was in New York. And my brother here, Dan Moyo, specifically asked Emmerson Mnangagwa a question about the diaspora vote. The diasporans are going to be allowed to vote now that you are here and you are calling yourself a new dispensation. And his answer is on record. He said, yes, there is no reason why the diasporans should not be allowed to vote. And he was also asked at one time by a British reporter about his willingness to have free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. And he agreed, and he said that he was going to allow for electoral reforms in Zimbabwe to be done. And as you know, up to now, not one electoral reform has been enacted. And one of the biggest electoral reforms that we've been demanding as Zimbabweans is the need for the people in the diaspora to vote. And like Mr. Jenmoyo correctly pointed out, the diaspora vote is already allowed for as the 2013 constitution. And it's already there. ZANU-PF is already practicing the diaspora vote. You know, it's the people that are here, that are in the Zimbabwean missions in all the countries where Zimbabwe is represented, they vote. It's called diaspora vote. It's diaspora vote. And they have acknowledged in several statements that the diaspora vote is there in the constitution, and we can do it, but we don't have the administrative capacity to do that. Administrative, which means that they were talking about money. They actually cited that finances is one of the major reasons. But we also all know that it's a record that is there that no one can dispute. That at one time, the United Nations offered to sponsor, to give money to ZANU-PF so that they can fully run elections. And the ZANU-PF refused, saying it will compromise our government, you know. And they refused to take that money. And we also all know that the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, and mostly in South Africa, they raised thousands and thousands of money of dollars so that they could help the government solve that administrative problem that they were citing. And still, the ZANU-PF government refused to accede to the demand for the diaspora vote. Mm. So is it a question of the administrative issues that they are talking about, or that there is just no willingness, there's no political willingness on the part of ZANU-PF to accede to the demands of the people? And very importantly, the third thing that I wanted to talk about is the SADC guidelines to free and fair elections, to which Zimbabwe is a signatory. And those guidelines clearly state that every nationality, every person belonging to a country, be it Botswana, South Africa, or Zimbabwe, must be allowed to vote. And other countries are doing it. Botswana is doing it. Mozambique is doing it. Most of the countries are doing it. What is so special about Zimbabwe that they are refusing to enact something that they signed for under the SADC set guidelines to free and fair elections? And because of that, that's the reason why we are going to be in New York, to continue to put pressure on the government and to also alert the international community that the Zimbabwean government led by Emmerson Mnangagwa is not the new dispensation after all, and it's not democratic after all, because it's refusing to give us our democratic right to vote. What Mr. Regis is saying, that we should not be demonstrating, I don't know, you know, it's just typical ZANU-PF. He's showing that he's not a Democrat, because in a Democrat, if you are not happy about something, You are allowed by our constitution to go in the streets and demonstrate. And that's what we are doing in New York. And surprisingly, ZANU-PF will also be there demonstrating. But they want to refuse that democratic right to other people to do the same thing that they are doing.
Thank you, Mr. Sokola. Thank you.
December 12th movement and dredges will be there as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tawanda Sokola. Hold on there. We have got some, an interview that Marvelous did with Mr. Kindness Barata, who is the Deputy Minister of Information. So I'm waiting for my co-host. Maybe she'll come shortly. Before she comes, let's bring in Innocent Diwali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Let's hear what he says about this kind of diaspora vote before we go to Mr. Charles Mutama.
Njengebandla le-EFF, siyamkhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi elungise ihlelo, elungise infrastructure yokuthi amaZimbabweans wonke aphandle kwelizwe, engaba seBotswana, engaba seSouth Africa, engaba seUnited Kingdom, engaba seAustralia, engaba seAmerica, kumbe engaba eNew Zealand. Kufuze ukuthi uhulumende elungise ihlelo ukuze abantu bonke abahlala endaweni ezijiyeneyo bekwanise ukuthi bevota, bekhetha uhulumende abamfunayo. Thina sile belief ukuthi i-government ile capacity to ensure ukuthi abantu bavota. We believe ukuthi i-government le entsha ekhokhelwa ngubaba u-Edi Mnangagwa ilayo i-capacity yokuthi ilungise uhlelo lokuthi abantu bonke bevota. Asiboni thina kule reason or kule justification for not allowing i-diaspora vote. I-diaspora vote must be allowed. Ngoba wonke umZimbabweni ulelungelo lokuvota. I-constitution yelizwe i-very clear ukuthi every citizen is allowed to vote, must be enabled to vote, must be supported to vote. And siyafisa ukuthi uhulumende eqalise inhlelo zokuyenza voter registration kuma different countries, eqalise inhlelo zokufundisa abantu ngamalungelo abo okuvota. Ngoba thina as understand ukuthi kuyini, ikuyini okuwehlula uhulumende. Ngoba uhulumende wethu ulayi capacity. And mina njenge-leader ye-EFF ngile belief yokuthi uhulumende wethu uyakwanisa ukuthi elungise inhlelo zokuthi abantu bonke jikelele bevote. And because i-politics ye-Zimbabwe e-government leko opposition sitshintshile. Siyipolitics yokuthi ipolitics yokuphikisana kodwa singathethisani, ipolitics ye-development, ipolitics ye-peace.
So there you are, Bangladesh. That is Mr. Innocent Diwali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Speaking about, the diaspora vote, I think we've got a short interview with Kindness Barata. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just listen to what he had to say about the diaspora vote.
Kuno vota, kuwadikwa ku a polling station jipako jawaka register staka kumiligwa makungwa hakuna ma constituents hakuna ma wadi hakuna ma polling stations izu shiri kuno kuzimbabu staka mtemo wenu kumbumila zakare kuti munhu wese wese zvora chezimbabwe chinobvumidzwa kudzoka kuzovhota kana nguva yekuvhota yakwana
vaparadza tinoona kuti pane vamwe vemapato anopikisa vari kuwanikwa ivo vachange vari kuratidzira kunew york nemusi wemugovera panyaya iyoyi yekuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvipiwe mukana wokuvhotera kwazvinogara kunze kwenyika munoona sei izvi
vanoda kuungana ikoko vachipopota kana kuti vachiita sei vari kuunited nations vangangopopota zvavo vari ikoko asi kuno kumbiriro remutemo haribvumire izvozvo zvinotoda kutoti kuti nyaya yacho vakwanise kuvhota tinenge taakutochinja kumbiriro remutemo iroro kuchishiriro totoichinja tototi aiwa zvizvarwa zvedu zviri kunze kwenyika zviri kugara ikoko kana kuita mabasa ikoko vachisevenza ikoko vanofanira kuvhotera ikoko
asi kavaparadza tinoona dzimwe nyika dzichizvikwanisa vachiishandisa mizinda yavo munyika idzodzo zimbabwe ingatadza nei kuita izvi
chamunofanira kuziva ndechekuti havana kuungana panzvimbo imwe chete zvizvarwa zvedu izvo zvezimbabwe zviri kune nyika dzakasiyana siyana 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 saka kuti vese vakwanise kuvhota vachaitwa sarudzo idambudziko nokuti havagari panzvimbo imwe chete vamwe vari kuamerica london kucanada vamwe kuafghanistan chaiko kune hondo variko vamwe kusiria vamwe kumwe kunanda kuweiti kupi kwese vakazara iko kuengland kwese vakazara saka hatizokwanisi senyika kuenda kwese kwese uku tichiti vhotai 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 chimwezve chamunofanira kuziva ndechekuti zimbabwe iri pamasanctions saka zvairi pamasanction kudaro vanozovhotesa vacho vanogona kunyimwa mavhisa ekuenda kuamerica kana kuenda kubritain kana kuenda kueu nana german kwese vanogona kunyimwa mavhisa saka navanyimwa mavhisa zvofamba sei asi ndangotaurawo zvangu izvi kuti tingorebesa nyaya nyaya iripo chaiyo chaiyo ndeyekuti mutemo wekubumbiro reconstitution haribvumiri kuti chizvarwa chezimbabwe chivhote chiri kune imwe nyika chisiri muno munyika ndo pane nyaya yese ipapo
Very interesting, marvelous. So he's saying that according to the laws of the country, you know, you cannot vote when you are in the diaspora because there's no provision for that because it is a constituency-based kind of voting system. So let's have a quick reaction from Mr. Charles Mutama. Go ahead, sir, just briefly, because our time is, our time is up. Almost.
I wish we had Mr. Paraza on the program so that
yes.
Mr. Mutama and the others could question him directly. Go ahead, Mr.
Mutama, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Gibbs, and thank you very much, Marvelous, and the other panelists on the forum. From what I'm hearing, it seems there's the unanimity and there's agreement in the fact that the diaspora vote is necessary and is urgent. I would like to thank my colleagues in the MDC, the MDCT in ZANU-PF, who have also made contributions here. Particularly of interest is the last contribution by Mr. Paraza that the diaspora vote is not allowed by the Constitution. We would like to state that it is allowed by the Constitution. The only issue is that it needs to be aligned. The Constitution of Zimbabwe needs to be aligned with the Electoral Act. And furthermore, the Constitutional Court or the Supreme Court adjusted that the matter needs to be addressed in Parliament. And as the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, we read that judgment and saw it fit to approach the August House so that we can begin the process of engagement with our fellow parliamentarians and our ZANU-PF colleagues. So this is a non-partisan issue. This is a matter of national interest. This is important to everybody, regardless of political party, regardless of domicile. Whether you're in Zimbabwe or you're outside Zimbabwe, this is a democratic right. This is a right which our forebearers at the Lancaster House Conference in 1979 agreed. The nationalists whom agreed at the Lancaster House Conference. So we are pushing this in mutual respect, and we are going to do this peacefully, and we are going to engage our colleagues in government, because parliament is an arm of government, and we are not going to entertain any shenanigans that derail this process using sensationalism and vitriol. But we want to engage our colleagues using rationalism and the right, or the democratic right, or the human rights of every Zimbabwean, so that Zimbabwe can begin to have a democratic, fully democratic society, and Zimbabweans can enjoy their full rights as Zimbabweans, and everyone can be enfranchised.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Let's bring in Mr. Ten Moyo, and then Marvelous, go ahead before we bring Mr. I think the next one is Wusango. Go ahead, Marvelous.
I was going to ask him Shona, so I'm not very sure. Mr. Moyo, so most people from what you
can Okay. Let's just go back to Mr. Mtama briefly, and then we go to Mr. Ten Moyo.
Okay. Sarudzo, zinofanwa kunge zichipiwa wose vari mukati menyika nevari kunze kwenyika. Tichiendera mberi nezvataura nawaparadza kuti bumbiro redu remutemo haripe kodzero kune vana veZimbabwe vari kumakungwa, hachisi chokwadi. Bumbiro redu rinotipa kodzero, asi chirikuda kuitwa ndechekuti Electoral Act iwanikwe ichialainwa nebumbiro redu remutemo. Zvekare isu sePatriotic Zimbabweans takateerera gwaro rakataurwa ne Supreme Court kuti nyaya ye diaspora vote inyaya inofanira kuongororwa ne vamakurukota edu eParliament. Saka naizvozvo pazvara nhasi ndoza taita tikaenda kuParliament kuti wanikwe chitanga kugadzirisa nyaya yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa vawanikwe achikwanisa kuvhota. Saka naizvozvo tichatarisa dzimwe nyika kuti dzinozvifambisa sei. Kana tinga tawana izvozvo topa vadare vedu vemuParliament kuti vachikwanisa kutanga kugadzira bill kana kuti kuamenda constitution kuti tiwane kuti tisarudza vatungamiri vatinoda tiri mhiri kwemakungwa. Tinotenda.
Thank you very much. Babu Ten Moyo avuchonge sintu kuti unoona njani kunokonga amafutanisiviri akusikati setu sesivyomangwa.
Ya, kuyadhanisa kakhulu ukuthi a whole minister uparadza will come on a live show like this and lie blatantly to the people that the constitution in Zimbabwe does not allow a diaspora vote. I don't know whether it takes us all for fools or it's just a mere propaganda campaign by ZANU-PF to gaslight and deny and tell people, just provide incorrect information purposely. We all know that the constitution allows for a diaspora vote because it states clearly that all Zimbabweans are allowed to vote. So where does it decide to choose to discriminate against Zimbabweans due to their station of abroad? It is wrong for ministers to come on public shows like this and lie blatantly in front of the whole world. And bathi akulanto njalo. Thina sithi idiaspora vote siyazi ukuthi iyavunyelwa iconstitution. Uhulumende akenze okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi abantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe zi-exercise ilungelo lazo lokuvota. Ya, vanhu vedu vese vanofanira kuvumidzwa kuvota. Hatizivi kuti vari kurambidzirwa chii.
Siyabonga. Sizwe ke ubaba Marvelous Vusango.
Briefly, muri kuenda ku New York. Tukona nemusweni kuvera memory.
Then you don't understand the marvelous. It's true kinda ku New York because it's per schedule. No schedule yedu. Gore ne gore tino inda ku New York pa weekend e. Tichi mirawo in solidarity na president wedu we Zimbabwe. Ne party de Zanpia. Saka izvotinozvitenda ndozvatogara tichiita. I think vana vakuva vanoziziva vanhu zvakuti kana vachisangana nesuwo vanosangana nesuwo ikoko tichiita basa raibi ritori basa ratinaro kugara tichiinda kuun tichimirawo takatsigira musangano wezanupf negovernment yedu yezimbabwe thank you
yes thank you so much but why is it that you are criticizing some of those people that are going there you know why are they
hatina kucriticisa but tiri kuti isu for example mdc MDC, they are, okay, I think you want me to say it in English or Shona?
Yeah, English, just briefly, briefly.
All right, thank you.
1 minute, right, exactly. So, yes, 1 minute.
Yes, thank you. So I think we know very well that the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, they are a party that is just there for regime change. They are not there to any to further any accomplishments that the government is doing. And they will come up with any different reasons why they are, now they are saying they are going there because they want to protest because of the diaspora vote. But we know that they were there to protest about just the removal of the ZANU-PF government. So we are also going there to make sure that we are also going to be heard by the UN and all other nations that will be there. We have our friends of Zimbabwe, friends of ZANU-PF, from other countries, from America, from other nationalities who will be there waiting for us because we always have these meetings with them in support of our party and our government. So we have no problem with the MDC going to contest, but I know for sure that we will be also there to stand in that gap to support our party and our government.
Thank you very much. We are looking for Mr. Sokora. I think he dropped off, but we've got Mr. Tenmoyo who can maybe come out with the MTC side. So tell us a bit, Mr. Moyo.
Yeah, I mean,
tell us the look China since.
Yeah, well, Mahut is Kulumang, a protest in New York. He protests the Eschaluians every year. In Yagene Julileo, he protests the Vesians to protest the presence. President of Zimbabwe, whether we umkave noma UEG, because we feel ukuthi democracy in Zimbabwe iyaleka kufunakala ama reforms amanengi ukuthi izinto zilungiswe ekhaya. Sonke sifuna ukubona iZimbabwe iphumelela. Kodwa kuzima ukuthi iZimbabwe iphumelele ngaphansi kombuso esiwubonayo oncindezela abantu. So thina masisiye United Nations siyabe sisiyotshengisela kwamanye amazwe lama leaders akhona United Nations ukubana lathi silesikhalo sokuthi sidingincede ukuthi sikhishwe phakathi kobunzima lobo esikubo ngaphansi kwezanu-PF. So i-Diaspora Vote campaign le esizobe siyenza nge-Saturday is in line with that ngoba ngelinye ilungelo lethu esililwelayo esifuna ukuthi abantu bakithi bakwazi bavunyelwe ukuthi bavote noma bekuphi.
10 seconds, ngasikhiwa 10 seconds, 10.
Well, yeah, like I'm saying, we always go to the United Nations around this time of the year to protest the ZANU-PF government because it is a draconian government that has destroyed democracy and our people. There are so many reforms that need to be put in place to allow democracy to prevail in Zimbabwe. Okay. And the only way we can do that is by demonstrating at the United Nations to let other nations know that Zimbabweans out here want change.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. 10 seconds, Ted. Mr. Vusango?
Yes, go ahead.
Your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, I would think, like I said earlier, as children of Zimbabwe, especially in the diaspora, all the wishes that we have, they don't come to the talk. Our president has called in for Pollard for all political players who played part in the past election.
Thank you. 10 seconds is gone. There's no extra time here, Mr. If there was extra time, I was going to give you 15 minutes. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, Mr. Charles Mutama, the president of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the MTC Alliance, and Mr. Dan Moyo of the MTCT, and Mr. Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Nzanganya. We are in Washington saying, let's meet again tomorrow on this topic.
Good night.